They have the biggest testicles relative to body size of any male on the planet.
Hey everyone, Slayer here to introduce Nasty and Friends from BDC Studios, a podcast where two friends who met in the Army Reserves get together and talk about shit. One's a firefighter and the other has a funny laugh. So sit back, get rid of your kids, and hold on to your b**ts, because it's about to get nasty, friends.
Welcome to Nasty and Friends, with Pac Nasty and Spicy Motherfucking Brown.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that you blew out your testicle that way. Anyway, let's get this show started. Welcome back to Nasty and Friends podcast. This is Quarantine Calls 10, QC10, and I can't believe we're there, man. It's been crazy. I don't think we've seen each other in like a year in person, and I got a feeling that's about to change here real soon, but we can get into that shit later. I'm glad to be back. I am Pac Nasty. That's Spicy Brown on the other end. How you doing, man?
Shit, I'm good, brother. You're still alive, man. How are you?
Hell yeah, that's all you can ask for these days.
We're fucking hard to kill, though, you know? That's for fuck sure.
Fuck yeah, man. So I know there's a lot that's been going on. I think we could just jump into it to just get it out of the way. Last time we talked, you mainly predicted a Chiefs Super Bowl win. Yeah. That did not happen. Sorry for the spoiler alert for people who don't know. Definitely sucked. It was a shit game. We don't have to get into it. I'm past it. It is what it is at this point. So
yeah.
Get that out the top. But just tired dwelling on it.
you know, the Chiefs Super Bowl loss, it hurt, but it didn't hurt as bad because they just won it the year previous.
Yeah. So
after
right
50
now,
years.
Sure.
Yeah. It's amazing that they even got as far, made it to the Super Bowl again, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They had having critical injuries on your O-line is devastating, dude. And we all saw that in the thing. Mahomes is incredible, even under that much pressure. Tampa Bay played their best football late. For sure they did, you know. I was watching Tampa Bay all year because I hated Tom Brady and the Patriots. I hated Belichick. I never like any team that keeps winning, whether it's the Yankees or Alabama or it's the Patriots. When Tom Brady left the Patriots and went to Tampa Bay, I had respect for that. Because it's like, okay, he's in a new system. He's doing different things. He's taking chances. And he played well, and he was a leader. And I liked the Tampa Bay before he got there. There's a lot of Nebraska players there, and Donovan Sue. My boy Levante David, who's highly underrated linebacker. They just got a lot of talent there. Shaq Barrett, and then they got the one dude who blew off his hand. What's his name?
Paul.
Yeah, JPP, they just had a lot of talent. So I've been watching them all year. And early on, I was like, you know what? This is a young team that didn't have OTAs or spring practice. And they looked good early on, but I didn't see them going to the Super Bowl. Matter of fact, they should have lost to the Saints. Drew Brees, I think, played the last game of his career. I think he played the worst game he's ever played against. They had that game won. Saints had that game won. I think Brees threw three or four picks. The offense couldn't get going. I don't know if the outcome would have been different. I was really worried, and I don't want to get too much into this because I could spend an hour talking about the last NFL
season.
I don't want to do that.
It's fucking March. These assholes are still talking about
I don't want to get there, but I just want to say a few things, and I'd like to hear, and then we can move on because there's another sporting event that we have to touch. But yep. I was worried about, as a Chiefs fan, I was worried about Green Bay. Green Bay was such a scary team. Their offense, defense, special teams, they looked fantastic. Aaron Rodgers, I think, is one of the best. That's who I was worried about. I was hoping for, like, I filled out brackets and shit, and we talked about it, but I had picked the Chiefs playing the Saints in the Super Bowl. But I was worried that the Packers weren't going to beat the Saints. Either way, I would have been happy to see that game. I didn't see Tampa Bay coming. They snuck up on me, and they fucking looked great. So.
Yeah, those sons of bitches. No, man, it's all good. One thing I want to talk to you about is I know that you did a dry February, and I definitely want to hear about that because I think perfect lead up. I know we got that other sport thing, but I figured that because it's March Madness, right? That's what you want to talk
about.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we could just
it makes sense to start in February, man. I didn't even have that on my radar, but that's because I brain dumped that. Like, I don't want to think about that.
Right, because you had texted me about it. Yeah. Because I think, like, right before. So, yeah, tell me how it came up. Like, why did you decide to do it? And
okay.
What's the story behind it?
Easy. So, we had some friends, mutual friends, like my friends, some of my friends, some of Cam's friends that were doing a dry January. And I don't know, did you know anybody that participated in that?
I've heard people like talk about it, but I don't think that I know anybody specifically.
Okay.
Maybe Winey did. I'm not for sure. I thought maybe I've seen him tweet about it, but no, he hasn't. And I'm excited because I'm going to do a sober October this year. Like my brother and I are going to do it. So I've been looking forward to it. I was like, man, put it way out there. It'll be all right. Which sucks. There's 31 days, like, you know, so long. And October's a great month to drink. I mean, every month's a great month to drink in. But
October, especially. Football, Halloween, the weather's turning. It's perfect weather to be on the deck.
Yeah, but I'm saying that I've done it at least once, you know, and I don't think I'll have a problem with it. I usually don't when I decide that this is not what I'm doing, you know, I'm not getting faded in any way. We're just going to ride that bitch out. So hopefully I'm just going to, like, try to figure something out, maybe, like, put it towards exercising or something, try to drop some more weight.
Yeah, you skinny fuck. On the record, I want to go with saying that's a horrible idea, and at least there's a few months for me to try to talk you out of it. But good for you, man. I want the best for you. I care about you.
Yeah. Yeah, so tell me how it came up, like your friends, they did a dry January.
Oh, yeah. So we had multiple people, and we heard about it last year. Maybe it's pretty new, I think.
Yeah.
It's getting more and more traction. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know what the reason is.
Maybe it's like the start of the new year or something.
Yeah.
You know, to start it off.
Making it through the holiday season, people are like, all right, we got to dry out or some shit. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So we had multiple friends do it, and then Camus one night tells me, I'm thinking about doing – like a dry February, just like not drinking. And I, you know,
smart, 28 days, short.
28
short
days
month.
Is short. I think I made fun of her, you know, and I was like, yeah, that's real dumb. And then I said, you know what, if you do it, I'll do it. You know, and she said, okay. And then the next day I was like, well, why the fuck would I ever say that? And I thought about it. So luckily for me.
Just supportive and stuff. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I get it.
I'm supportive for sure. I would never... Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. It's fine. It is the shortest month. Luckily for me, I worked on the Super Bowl, so I was at the firehouse, so we can't drink there. It wasn't real bad, but here's the thing. Like, I drink a lot, man. So it's part of it is social. Part of it is probably
– I drink a lot, man.
I drink a lot, man. Part of it is social. Part of it is probably me coping, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like self-medicating.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is just what I've been doing for so long. Part of it's probably addiction, but so then you realize everything I do, like with any friends or getting together with anybody, like there's drinking involved, you know?
Yeah.
Especially with my dudes from the firehouse. Like, it doesn't matter what we do. If we meet up for lunch, we're going to have drinks. If we meet up for breakfast, like we'll go to we'll go somewhere like after at 7 a.m. We're drinking. If it's breakfast, it doesn't matter. Like everything.
Yeah, you just got off work.
Just got off work. No matter what we do, there's drinking involved, right? Whether we go to sports or go to a bar or meet up at each other's houses, like the main thing is hanging out, you know, conversation and what we're drinking, you know? So it's like, man, I don't even want to, go anywhere. We're going to meet some friends at the bar and watch some Nebraska volleyball and get some wings. And I was like, well, I don't really want to fucking go.
Because I have to order a water, like a
pup. I got to order a water. Like, there's still sports, there's still Keno, there's still good conversation, but there's a key element missing, so I don't know if I want to deal with it. And let me backtrack, because I said that I did get my second vaccine, and I've had COVID. Camus just got her second vaccine, I'm not sure if she had COVID or not. All her tests came back negative in the last year, but I feel pretty safe, so we have been going out and doing stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I still wear my mask, but we have been going out and doing stuff. But so anyway, the month went by, wasn't that bad. The worst part for me was like when I cook. Like, I cook a lot because my wife works. She gets home. Kids come home from school. She gets home from work. I have time usually, so I'm cooking, and that's usually when I like to drink, man. That was the worst part for me. Like, I'll start getting in the zone. I'll start getting stuff out, cutting boards out, onions, knives out. I'll start setting up, you know, either whatever. And then the worst part, since some of the days in February were really good, was when I got the charcoal grill going.
Oh. Because
I never, ever ran a charcoal grill at home without having a beer, you know. It just didn't even seem right. But I made it through.
Burning
it
every meal.
Yeah, I'm just pissed off. the thing is, too, like Camus, she doesn't drink like I drink. Not even close. So
yeah, so for her, it's a goddamn breeze.
Yeah, for her, it's nothing. So she's like, you know, I with COVID and with everything being home, like she's like, I drink every night. You know what I mean? But she drinks like two drinks every night, right?
Right.
Which I had that. That's actually healthy if you drink like two beers or a glass of wine. Like it actually is healthy. She could drink two like Trulies or two beers, and then that's it. And she just goes to sleep. And she's like
nerd.
Me drinking. Yeah, and fucking nerd. Me drinking two beers is like, all right, we're not even done pregame.
Yeah, it's like stretching even, before you run.
Yeah, that's like the stretch, right? Absolutely. We haven't even got to like jump jacks or push up shit like for warm up. We're still like moving around a little bit, you know, just shaking your hips. So, for her, it was nothing, but like me, like I go deep, you know what I mean? And it's a problem. It's good for me to take that break. So after February, I told myself, I'm like, well, I don't know if I'll ever do that again. Cause that's terrible. But
right.
From now on, I'll start drinking like maybe take a day or two off during the week.
Yeah.
And that hasn't happened yet, but eventually.
Man. You set that goal. You did it. I can just see you just sitting there, just white knuckling it. Can't just go off conversation. Fuck it. I can't do it. I'm never going to do this again. How many more days do we got? It can't like, there's 24 days left.
Oh, man. Yeah, and she's like, oh, I didn't even, you know, it was fine for me. She's like, how are you doing? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm okay. You know, but and I was.
Right.
It's most,
yeah.
I knew there was no way I was gonna drink. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
A couple people at work and stuff. They're like, yeah, I bet you know. Do you think you're gonna make it? I was like, there's no question if I'm gonna make it. I said I was gonna. Like, there, it's not like I'm gonna just give up. Like I said, I was gonna do. I'm gonna do. I didn't even consider the possibility of not. It's 28 days. If I can't do that, then that's a real problem. So
yeah, you get time off because obviously you don't drink at work, so when you're there for 24 hours, you know. So
for sure, those are the easy days. It sucked because as soon as the month started, I started my 5 days off.
Oh my
so
god!
Like, so
yeah,
like
that was the wrong way to do that.
Yeah.
For
so
sure.
the last day of January, I was at the firehouse, so I didn't drink that day. So really, it was 29 days. And then when February 1st started, I just started my five-day stretch off, 6 days off stretch. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, at least if I was on a work set, it'd be 24 hours at work where I don't even think about drinking because we can't. And then 24 hours where it was 6 days in a row of me being like, fuck. No, but it made it through it. And I'm happy for you. The Sober October thing is really, really popular. And I know a lot of people do that. So you're sober, right? Like no drugs, medicine,
yeah,
alcohol.
Yeah, none of it. Bone sober.
What about Tylenol, ibuprofen?
Nope.
Boner pills.
No, I'm pretty excited though.
Steroids.
And I think for me, like just knowing it's out like that far, looking forward to it, like it'll, and I'm sure, it's like for sure at some point, like it'll like annoy me or like I'll like forget, I'll be excited, like I'm gonna order a drink and then it'll hit me, I'm like, oh shit, I can't. But I mean, it's good. I mean, I've done it. I like to take time off as well, so.
That's good, man. That's really good.
Yep. So coming out of that though, how was it? Like that first drink, tell me about, and I want you to go into detail about the first drink that you had after the 28 days. Like, where were you? What time of day it was? How was the weather? Did you like just jerk off? Like, give me the details, because I bet like your body just like you hit, you quivered, you came, you shit yourself, you passed out. Or maybe not. I could be totally wrong.
Shit. And honestly, I can't remember. March 1st, I know I was off. I think I was at home. I was at home, and I think I was cooking. And Camus was at work, and I didn't even wait for her to get home. It was like
you'd be there right at midnight.
No. It was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I started cooking, and I was like, you know, fucking Camus will be home in like an hour, hour and a half. I can wait, and we can celebrate our first drink together. And I was like, that's fucking dumb. Like, I think she doesn't get home till 7 or something.
Yeah.
So
yeah, she dragged me into this.
Grab a beer on your way home, and then. You know, but so anyway, it was a Coors banquet beer.
No,
I really like Coors now.
Yeah,
I was a Bud Light guy, and I've been drinking Coors banquet. It reminds me of a Yuengling. And some people might hear that and be like, you're out of your fucking mind. And,
okay, so is that just like the original Coors then? Like the the yellow label? Like the
yellow label. It's Coors heavy. And
usually order those because I bartended for a while and there's always like one guy that came in and like would order, but you don't really see it a lot. It's usually Coors Light. So
I don't even know if they have that on tap most places, but don't get me wrong, it's no Yuengling, but it's darker. It's got a good flavor to it. It's not as sweet as Yuengling. It's not Yuengling, but it is compared to Bud Light or Busch Light or anything. And Bud Heavy, like it doesn't even taste nothing like that. Coors tastes good. I actually got in a Coors Banquet from the show Cobra Kai.
Oh, okay.
Johnny Lawrence.
Hilarious.
Johnny Lawrence just drank banquet beer, right? And me and my buddy were talking, like, fuck, I haven't had one of those in a long time. And I was like, dude, I might have only had one of those my entire life. You know, I'm not a Coors guy.
Dude, but, go ahead. Sorry.
So it was in the summer. He was smoking a brisket and he's like, hey, dude, you know, come over and check out this brisket with me. And me and Camus were out, like, it was during COVID. So I think we were out we went downtown and walked like the bridge. We were doing like just shit like that. On the way back, we went to the gas station to pick up some stuff. Cause every time I go to somebody's house, I try to bring something I went to his house. So the 4th of July, I brought Boone's Farm. Like I'll bring stuff like that.
Hell yeah.
Or Mad Dog or 40 of OE when I go to like Christmas, like something fancy. But so I picked up just a 12 pack of Coors Banquet beer just because it was in my mind because of the Cobra Kai show.
Hell yeah.
And it fucking tasted really good. So he started drinking it. And then from there, I'm like, fuck, I'm going to start drinking it because it's way better than Bud Light.
Dude, that's great. I love when like somebody makes a switch for something just as funny as the show.
Yeah.
So, like, you know me, I'm not like a beer guy at all.
No, I know that. Yeah.
But like, as I get older, I like to try different things because I know like people's taste buds change all the time. And so just to see what I like, what I don't like. And so I've always like had tried beer throughout and there are some that I like, especially if it's just like a cold beer. Well,
okay.
On March 9th, at the time of recording, this was a couple of weeks ago, it was my dad's 10-year anniversary from when he had passed away. And so I took the day off. Yeah, RIP. Shout out. And I went to a local like wing place and I just got some like, it was the place, the Wilson Wings where they put them on the grill. You've been there.
Wilson Wings.
Yeah, that's the name of them.
Okay.
It's like Johnny Taverns or something.
Yeah,
where they like grilled them when you last time you came down, we went there.
Yeah,
so I got those wings, and then he always drank Miller High Life, and I like ordered one of those, of course, and I drank it, and I was like, god damn, this is actually pretty good. I don't know, like, don't think I could drink like six of them in a row or something, but it's like one here now and then, so I was like, dude, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I remember that place, dude. Every time I come down there, we go to that place, right? That sports bar.
Yeah, yep.
I really enjoy that place, man. Everything on the menu is
yeah, good. And it was like they nailed the wings. So it was for lunchtime. It's like so the wings come on they sit on a bed of fries, and like the fries were like cooked perfectly crisp. The wings were like perfect. Oh man, it was amazing. It was great.
Sounds good, bro. I want to get into food because this is a cooking show, and plus I just did wings. But I want you to, if I don't know if you have anything else.
No. Go right over, man. For sure.
Or, I think I have some other questions for you, but no, we'll get there as it gets close to October.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is a cooking show. I definitely want to get into some food with you. I'll talk about what I cooked tonight. It turned out really, really good. And hopefully, I got a couple of new things that I've been fucking with, and then hopefully you got some shit too. But, so today was, it's pretty lazy cooking day. We'll get into cooking, then we can get into March Madness too. But yesterday I spent all day drinking and watching basketball because of March Madness. And I was pretty fucking tired today, but I woke up and then the boys had a sleepover and I was like, I did not prep for this at all. not that they won't get up before noon anyway, but I'm like, I'm going to go. So I told Cam, I said, I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to get some stuff for breakfast and then I'll get some for dinner or for brunch. I mean, we'll do brunch. And then I'll get something for dinner. So I just got some biscuits and then some spicy sausage, some packet gravy, and we had bacon and then I think that's it, eggs. And then I just make biscuits and gravy and pour them over the biscuits and then some bacon on the side and some eggs. And then at the store, I didn't know what I wanted to get. I knew it was going to be nice, so I was like, I'll grill. So I got they had chicken wings for $2.99 a pound. $3.99 a pound, which isn't great, but I didn't know what else to get, and we haven't had wings in a long time. So the brunch turned out real good, and then I had some spicy sausage that I didn't put in the gravy leftover, so I just had canned bush beans with a little bit of bacon in it and some spicy sausage in it, and then I just bought a veggie tray.
Fuck yeah, man. That sounds wonderful.
Way more expensive and way easier than just buying a bunch of fresh vegetables and chop them yourself and having them with ranch. But I'm like, fuck it. I don't feel like doing a lot.
But not having to do all of that is worth the money.
I just got to just warm up some bush beans, take the lid off of the ranch, and then for the veggies, and then all I got to do is the wings. So the wings, I wanted them crispy. So sometimes I'll put them in a gallon bag. I'll cut them. I didn't even cut them all in half. I just cut the little tail off, and then I kept the drummy and the flat together.
Oh,
like an Asian, like an Asian restaurant, just because. It's,
yeah.
Then you don't have to cut it, and then it's less shit to flip. So I just left them like that. A lot of times I'll put them in a gallon bag, and I'll put them in a wet marinade with some Italian dressing, hot sauce, soy sauce, a couple other things. I left them dry all day until right before I got them going. So I put them on our rack. I put salt, pepper, garlic powder, paprika, and some Killer Hogs barbecue seasoning on them. I put them on the Traeger smoker at 275 for an hour. And then in the meantime, I stirred the beans. And then
put the lid back on the ranch, took it back off.
Yeah, put the lid back on the ranch. And then I started the charcoal grill. And then I had two big bowls. So I had hot sauce, just the Red Devil hot sauce, which I think for basic generic hot sauce is the best, man.
It's up there for sure.
Better than Frank's. It's better than Texas Pete's. All those other motherfuckers, man. Red Devil is, I don't know what it is, man. It's good. So I just mixed that with a little bit of salted butter and then hot sauce. I warmed that up. And then I bought a jar a week or two ago. It was just the Buffalo Wild Wings garlic parm dressing.
Oh, yeah,
sauce.
Yeah, yeah, just got
it,
like, IV or whatever.
Yeah, dude, so I bought that stuff. So then I had two big bowls. So I took the wings off the Traeger, took them downstairs, put them on my charcoal, and kind of finished them on there to get them charred. Then I split them half and half. Half went into the bowl with the hot sauce. The other half went into the bowl with the garlic parm, and I tossed them in the bowl. And then I threw them back under the charcoal and seared them again. Just get that nice char on there. And then
that's my
put them back.
Way to have them, man.
100%, dude. I mean, you could bake them. You could smoke them. You could fry them. To me, charring wings is the only way to go. And I used to do them on the charcoal grill the whole time. But then it's tougher to finish them on the inside and not char them too much. So what I was doing was start them in the oven and then move them onto the charcoal, but I'm like, well, fuck, if we have a charcoal, it's the same as an oven, but you can add some smoke to it. It's a no-brainer. Just put a little bit of smoke on them and then finish them on the grill. So then, again, seared them on the charcoal with the sauces on them, then put them back in the bowl, tossed them again, and they were ready for serving. And, dude, it was fucking good, man. Probably the best wings I've made in a while. That garlic parm.
So fucking good. Yeah, that's like my favorite wings.
Oh,
a while,
so
man.
Good. It was so good, dude. Oh, so good, man. Other than that, I've been fucking with, I don't know if I talked about this before, but like a fast way to do pork butts with the Ninja. Have I told you about this?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. So I was in a pinch one day, really wanted some pork for some reason. And I was like, well, I got this fucking Ninja foodie. So what I've done, if I don't have time or if I just don't want to fuck around with it, is I pressure cook the pork butt. I chop it into like sections and then I pressure cook it for about an hour to 90 minutes. It's a long time, which would be seven times that, whatever that math is, like 8 hours or something, you know. And then I let it rest. I pull it. I put it on a baking tray with aluminum. I throw rub on it, throw some barbecue sauce on it, and then I put it in the Traeger and then put some smoke on it.
How long do you smoke it?
Like an hour.
Okay.
45 minutes to an hour and a half. and then pull it off, toss it a little bit, maybe throw a little bit more rub and barbecue sauce on it, and then you just throw it on sandwiches and shit. And, dude, it's fucking good. It's
yeah,
so good,
out pretty good.
Yeah. It's yeah. just as good as if I would smoke it for or cook it for 15 hours. You know what I mean? It's that. Yeah, it's still juicy. You still got smoke on it. And it takes, you could do it in like 3 hours, you know?
Yeah, I wonder how many hate emails we're going to get from that blasphemy.
Yeah, somebody's going to be like, you know what? Fuck these guys. They don't even want to get together anymore. We're out. I'm done.
I put out a podcast once every 4 months. They're cooking pork ass and pressure cookers. Where have they gone? They've gone to Hollywood.
You fucking Hollywood motherfuckers, man. Fuck them. They're fucking stupid. Fuck them. I'm calling the cops. My last recipe, and then I want to hear you and JPEGs. My favorite thing that I've cooked in a really long time is it's beef bulgogi and then shrimp. And it's not that hard, but I'm telling you, this is the best thing I cook. So
not that hard. I don't even know if I could say that.
So bulgogi is Korean, and it's just like a beef barbecue. Bulgogi is dog. Don't do that. You want to go bulgogi. So what I've been doing is I'll take a flat iron steak when it's on sale. I think somewhere around $5 is great. Sometimes it's way more expensive than that. And I cut it into slices. And each slice would be pretty thin, almost like you would be cooking like for jerky or something. You cook it, you cut it. Just slice it when it's still kind of cold, so it's easier to slice. But each slice would be like, the width would be like an inch. Mm-hmm. The length would be about 4 inches. A nice strip, like if you be, you know. And then, I don't know as far
exactly what that looks like.
The thickness would be maybe like a quarter inch, maybe. You know what I mean? I put that in a marinade, and the marinade is like soy sauce. Sometimes I'll fuck around with a little hoisin sauce. Brown sugar, ginger, fresh garlic, and I'm sure I'm missing something big. Oh, some gochujang, which is also Korean, like a hot sauce. A little gochujang in there. That's the marinade, and I marinate the strips in that bowl for 24 hours. Mm. I do that same marinade for shrimp, raw shrimp. I take the shell and tail off, but I only put there's also toasted sesame oil and rice wine vinegar in there as well. But since there's that vinegar in there, you don't want to put the shrimp in there for too long because it'll fucking decompose. I don't know if it'll decompose, but it's not good to do that. So 30 minutes.
Shrimp.
What's that?
I just eat the shrimp?
Yeah, it'll fuck up the shrimp, allegedly. And I've never tried it, but they don't recommend if there's any kind of vinegar or something like that for shrimp to be in there for more than 30 minutes to an hour. So I usually just do 30 minutes for the shrimp, 24 hours for the steak. So Camus makes rice, and she makes rice. She's the rice person. She's in charge of rice. She just kills it. I'm just talking about normal rice.
Yeah. Crushes it every time.
Every fucking time, dude. That's my go-to rice lady. For non-Asian. So anyway, so I start the charcoal, and it kind of sucks because you got to worry about steak falling down onto the charcoal. You cook that steak over the charcoal grill, just one at a time, flipping them. It takes maybe 2 minutes per little strip. So you're throwing them on there, pulling them off, put those in a bowl, and then I do the shrimp, just saute them on the stovetop. I pull them out when they're done. And then keep cooking that marinade, and it kind of thickens up a little bit. Throw the shrimp back in there, add some green onions and some sesame seed, toasted sesame seed, and then you just serve that over rice. Your strips of we got some semi-fancy chopsticks that we always use for Asian food nights, but then you just serve the bulgogi steak and the shrimp over rice, and I usually have fortune cookies, which they're not even – Korean, the Chinese, doesn't matter. But that is for sure the favorite thing that I cook, and it's fucking
that
amazing.
That sounds wonderful, yeah. You're going to have to make me that sometime for sure.
It'd be a pleasure, dude. I would for sure do that.
And I got to use the chopsticks. I love using them.
Oh, yeah. Are you good with them?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm pretty decent. Like, okay. I mean, I can eat a meal with them and be all right. So, like, I wouldn't say I'm an expert or anything like that. What about you?
Oh, I'm no expert, but I use them often. So, I don't know. Have you introduced your kids to sushi?
Well, I have not. I don't think so. No, not yet. I'm trying to even think the last time we had it. We had it not long ago, like back in December, I think we had ordered in the day before my birthday from a local sushi place, and it's great, but the kids weren't here. So, but I absolutely love sushi. I can eat it every single day of my life.
Yeah, we do sushi quite a bit. And it's funny because I was just talking to my friends about this yesterday at when we were hanging out. But, like, all our kids like sushi. I didn't have sushi until I was an adult. And then kids, they just want sushi. So, like, what we'll do, and when I was a kid, I don't think I even got to pick, like, what we would go for, like, my birthday.
Right.
I think if I did, I probably would have picked McDonald's or something. But I don't think I got a pick. I think it was just like, oh, it's your birthday. We'll get you a cake. And then we're eating your pot roast or whatever the fuck I didn't like when I was a kid. Now, when you ask the kids, whether it's my daughter, boys, anybody, I think all kids and my buddies said the same thing. The kids always want sushi. Like, where do you guys want to go? And you always expect them to be like, oh, like Texas Roadhouse or something like that. Like, nope, they want to go sushi. It's fine because, I mean, Camus loves sushi, so that's what we do. We just went Hoppy turned 16 yesterday. We went to we had a late birthday dinner, and it was sushi. So
sounds wonderful. Yeah, my kids are only 4 and 2, so
yeah, they probably wouldn't. They won't appreciate that shit.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm definitely sure they will when they get older. So
oh yeah,
I can't wait. Now I'm gonna have to get it like probably next weekend now. So thanks. For that.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, we don't have any. Excuse me. Nothing near as advanced as you. I can't think of anything recently that we made, but I know, like, we have JPack's parents and, like, her brother's family are all coming down tomorrow, and we're going to do, vegetable and meat skewers, and so, like, shish kebabs, and so we're going to do, like, mushrooms, peppers, onions, and then we're going to have 4 different kinds of meats. We're going to do a couple different kinds of chicken. We have shrimp. And then we have, we're going to cook up a ribeye or a couple ribeyes and like do steaks. And then we have deer steaks that we're going to do. And so, and we're going to be seasoning it. I mean, there's a ton of different seasonings that we have from a local, shop that where they grind up all their own seasonings and shit. So I'm pretty pumped about that. But other than that, man, it's been pretty basic. We got, an air fryer not too long ago. So I know we're
super
late to that game. So we've been using the shit out of that. She made some chicken with some it's just straight like chicken breast, dipped in egg bath and then just whatever she threw together. And we had that for 2 nights in a row. It was so good. The boys like fucking loved it. So,
nice.
But yeah, just basic stuff when it comes to that. And I was still, working on, trying to perfect ribs. We're going to be doing those next weekend. So pretty excited now that the weather's getting better to finally get back into the smoking.
Absolutely, dude. Yeah. We're in that time now, man. We're smoking and grilling weather again, dude. After that fucking bad weather we had, I don't know if you guys got it as bad as we did, but
it was. We didn't get as much snow for sure, but we got just as cold for however long it was. So, and you might have been colder a little bit longer than what we were. I think we had, like I said, one decent snowstorm, but like I know. At least, like, Lincoln and Omaha, they got, 13, 14, 15 inches in, like, one day there once or twice or something.
I don't think we got that much. We got a bunch, though. And it pissed me off because, like, my thing is, like, either it's real cold or we get a bunch of snow, but how do you do both? Like, that was fucked up. I think we might have got 10 inches, maybe right around 10 inches, but it was, like, below freezing. And I'm like, I didn't even think this was scientifically possible. This is fucking bullshit. Where I live, we did, I think, 4 days straight, around 4 days where it didn't get above freezing.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I think the high temperature was -3. And I'm just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. It was cold. The day it was -17 degrees, we had a working building fire. And it was a fucking mess. Because everything was frozen. They had to get sand trucks out there just walking back to to the rig and stuff like that, you're trying not to fall down. But we, it fucking worked out great. And the crew, I was acting captain that set. So, and the crew I had, they performed awesome. Everybody did great. And not us as the rig I was on, but like everybody on the fire scene, we got to stop on the fire.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We got to stop. And third and fourth floor is a big building, old building. Third and fourth floor involved, and everybody did what they were supposed to do in the conditions we had, minus 17 degrees. And we got to stop on the fire. And I thought it was going to be a long day turning into a long night with us in defensive. It worked out great, but yeah, fuck winter, dude. Now we're grilling. Now we're smoking again. Things are back on track.
Hell yeah. That's what's up. So tell me what you did for the beginning of March Madness, man. I know you, because we were talking about when we were going to record this. I was like, Friday night, you're like, nah, not going to happen, man.
I'm
going to the bar first thing in the morning, and fucking, I will be in no condition to podcast.
Yeah, I was right, but I held it together, man. I'll tell you the full story. So, you know me, I don't fuck with basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fuck with NBA or
except for one time a year.
Yeah, just once a year, and that's March Madness, dude. Once brackets and money is involved, it's a game changer, and it's just good. it is good basketball too, man. I've been watching it. So I did a bracket for my firehouse and wives and like kids too. If you have teenagers at one end, and then I'm in another one with my buddy with like 42 people in it, I think. And I want to get into predictions and stuff later, but what we started doing a few years ago was the opening 2 days where all the games happened. The first round happens, which would mean yesterday and today for this year, Friday, Saturday. So we met at a bar, just drank, ate all day, watched basketball, and just had a blast. So we did that a few years in a row. Last year, because of COVID, March Madness didn't happen. And then this year I was telling people early, like, hey, Friday, March 19th, let's do something. Don't work. You know, people work part time and stuff like that. Don't do anything. Don't fucking dead it. You know, I don't give a shit what's going on. Mark the calendar. We're going to do something. Everybody at my firehouse, most of us are vaccinated. But we still decided, because of some of our spouses and shit that didn't get vaccinated, we went to my buddy's house, and he just had food, a bunch of drinks, snacks, sides. We hung out in his basement. He had three TVs down there, and we just hung out. So I got there at noon, and we ate, drank, hung out. A bunch of people came over from the firehouse, from other fire stations too, mutual friends. And then it was just so much fun, man. And then Ohio State, I don't know if you have a bracket filled out. I want to know that, but.
I do not. This is the first year I haven't filled one out in a while. And to be honest, like, I've been keeping up on it, like, at Twitter, and I, like, look at the scores on, like, you know, ESPN apps and stuff, but I have yet to watch even a minute of any game.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, I love keeping up with it. I've just been busy with a bunch of other shit.
I got you. Well, Ohio State, I have on my Final Four. I went heavy.
and here
it is. I don't watch basketball, right? All year. I work some Creighton basketball games and shit like that. And so I'll kind of watch it if I'm working it. But I went heavy on the Big Ten because there's teams I can root for. I have Illinois winning the whole thing. I know Gonzaga and Baylor are the favorites, but I like Illinois. They finished hot. They won the Big Ten, and I could root for Illinois because they're a Big Ten school. And so I have them, and I got a heavy out of my Final Four. I think I got Gonzaga, Illinois. I had Ohio State, and I got not Iowa, Michigan, maybe in my Final Four. And then also Ohio State yesterday, I think they're a fucking one seed, man. And they lost. Maybe they're a two seed.
I think they might have been a two. Yeah.
Two seed and lost to the 15th seed. I don't remember who they played. Yeah. They fucking all game. It was a struggle, man. They were in a fight and we're like, okay, this is going down, man. I think they lost in overtime, but we were all watching that. So the thing is, everybody had Ohio State. Nobody had this other team. And no disrespect to the other team. I just don't remember who it was because I've been watching a lot of basketball in the last 2 days. But, yeah, I had them going to the Final Four, so that really hurt me. As of the time we started the podcast, I was first place. This is day two, so it's not a big deal. But after at the end of yesterday, I was in first place in both buckets because it's on CBS Sports. So you get to see how many points you have remaining. You can see who everybody has, and it has, you know, it keeps track of all that shit, like a death pool. I'm in first place in both. And as the time of, as when we started recording, I was still first place in both.
Hell yeah.
So I was still a chemist.
Do you want a live updated scores from today?
Not yet. I got some risky picks on there too, man. I got Ohio beating Virginia, which is like a number 4 seed against the number 13 seed. Ohio is not the favorite, but last I looked, they were keeping it close. I had Iowa, who is a favorite. I have Oklahoma and Missouri is like 8 against 9. That one's close, but
I have the Ohio. I am looking at the score. Do you want to know what it is, honestly, right now? Okay,
please.
So Ohio, Virginia, right now, with 5 seconds left in the game, because they only play 2 halves, with 5 seconds left in the game, Ohio is up 61-58.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh. So that one is the biggest game of the day for me. And with half a second left, it doesn't matter. That's a ton of time in college. I can see this game going overtime is what I'm trying to say. But it's the biggest game of the day for me because I'm sure 90% of people have Virginia, the 4 seed, and nobody has the 15th seed Ohio. But we'll see what happens, man.
Yeah.
It's $10 for the bracket, but I don't give a shit about payouts. It's about
bragging rights. Yeah.
Yeah. So I kept checking it last night because in the one, there's 42 people in it. There's 42 brackets in it. And it says Spicy Brown first place.
Fuck yeah.
The other one, 14 people in it, Spicy Brown first place. And I'm like, I'm going to keep looking because tomorrow it's not going to be this. I guarantee. I'm almost positive. So far, so good, but I'm not saying I'm going to win first place after one day of, you know.
Yeah, who knows how it falls out. I mean, especially if you don't get – because it's all points-based, right? So the further you go,
the better
you
round,
do. So if you don't have anybody in the Final Four for whatever reason, you know what
you're
I mean?
Fucked. Right. So in the one I'm the commissioner of, the first round is worth 1 point, second round 2, and it keeps doubling. The other one that I'm in, you get points off of seed. So if you pick upsets, which I picked 1 or 2 yesterday that paid off, which is the reason I'm in first place, you get points. So if me pick the number 13 Ohio in that pool, losing to a number of winning over a number 4, I get 13 points on top of whatever. It's tough to explain, but we'll see how it goes, man. I just enjoy it. And I just know that everybody else in the brackets are looking at to see where they're at. Like last day and all day today, and it says number 1 Spicy Brown. So at least I have these 2 days, if anything.
Yeah.
I might end up dead last, but I know for 2 days,
but
everybody's
people will
looking
not
at
forget
it.
My name. Goddamn.
Don't forget. If you ask them 2 weeks from now who was first place the first 2 days of March Madness, they're going to be like, who gives a fuck? Who won it? That's what we're going to know. But I know right now they're like, fucking Spicy Brown's winning this fucking thing. He doesn't even watch basketball. So I just. It's exciting. Camus is in it. She just moved up before we started podcasting. She was number 5 last night after the first games yesterday. She pulled up to number 2 before we started recording. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, if we both win, which way early, but if we do win first and second in the league I'm the commissioner of, people are going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Like it were
you want to know the final result of Ohio versus Virginia?
Yes, please.
Ohio won 62-58.
You're fucking shitting me, dude.
No, I'm looking at it right
oh,
here.
Oh, my God. That's huge, man. That's
Ohio
huge.
Won.
I hope I'm the only person that had.
Virginia was 4.
I hope I'm the only person that had them, but maybe not. We'll see. But that's incredible.
Oh, that's fucking great.
I wish you were in it, dude. Let's next few years, let's do for the
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, I usually do like with some people, and then I mean it is fun because like especially if you don't, and I don't follow college basketball usually. No. I just follow to see how bad you know the Huskers are. So as far as that goes, but I kind of have some idea, you know, whatever it is I see on SportsCenter and shit like that, I guess. But and it's always just a shit show. You never know year from year anyway. That's the best part about
it. That is the best part, man. There's these teams. And they let 64 teams in, and then you have these teams that you've never heard of. Like, you've never heard of the school, never heard of this team. And then they end up doing great. Fucking
nothing
balling.
To lose, man.
Nothing to lose. Like, it doesn't fucking matter what your record is or who you play. This is a fresh tournament. People have chips on their shoulders. They go out and have fun. And, like, Ohio State yesterday, And they went to the fucking Big Ten championship game, lost to Illinois. They might be tired from that still a week ago, but they maybe showed up overconfident. But I love it, man. There's a lot of those schools out there, like Loyola Chicago two years ago. Remember them?
With Sister Jean? Yeah,
dude, just seeing teams like that. Like, no, I'm people that follow basketball probably heard of Loyola Chicago. I had never heard of Loyola Chicago before that. And it's like, they just keep winning, dude. I don't remember how far they got, but like, I love that, you know. Kansas today, I was watching Kansas today, and before the first half, they're number three seed Kansas playing Eastern Washington, I believe. I didn't know Eastern Washington had a squad. They do. They're in the tournament. They're playing number three Kansas. And at halftime, they were up. And then with like 10 minutes left in the second half, they were up by like 10. And I was like, okay. I'd love to see them upset Kansas. I don't have Kansas going that far in the bracket, but nobody had Kansas losing this.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a fucking great day. They were in a fight, dude. They knew they were in a fight. Uh-huh. They ended up winning by probably, I think, even 11 or 12. But even deep into the second half, they were down 10. And it's like, okay, here we go. But there's upsets. Alabama had a tough fight today. I mean, there's a lot of teams that it's exciting, man. Yeah. You know how I am with sports. Moving forward, we'll try to do one. Like a small group of the Army guys, or I don't know. It's a blast. Give me your prediction. Who's going to win it this year?
Oh, man. Shit, I don't know. Let me think. Let me even see who goes in. I mean, it would be great if one of, like, some off team, you know, won the whole thing. I did see that I was watching. I always feel like Iowa has done somewhat. Like,
oh my God,
good. So,
they're really good,
know,
this year.
Yeah, they look pretty good. So it'd always be great to see them. Let's go with Iowa. Just see how they play out.
Yeah, I would like to see that. I don't know. I have Iowa going real far. A couple people have Iowa winning the whole thing, but I have Iowa losing to Gonzaga right in like the final eight.
Yeah. Yeah, then, they've been really crushing Gonzaga as well. So,
oh yeah, I don't follow it. So when they were talking about the favorites, they said Gonzaga hasn't even lost a game. I was like, I mean, fucking heard shit about Gonzaga all year, but then again, I'm not looking. But so a lot of people have Gonzaga winning it, but I think, I don't know, I don't think it's gonna happen, man. So let's see. Mark my words, Gonzaga will not win the tournament. All right, that's fucking guaranteed.
Yeah. Well, we know how we are with guarantees around
this part. Yeah. Yeah, I like that prediction, man. That's exciting.
Yep. It's weird, man, fucking sports. I'm glad shit's starting to open back up and
coming.
Hopefully everybody's safe. I know in my state that they open up vaccines to all adults on April 9th. So
they open up what?
They open up vaccines for the Rona to all adults on April 9th.
That's exciting, man. You guys are going to get it?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, good, man.
Yeah, so get it up, and then I think it's for sure time to get back into BDC Studios.
You fucking right it is, man. Like, I got vacation time the end of April and into the first week of May. We'll talk about it offline, but...
Yeah, I know that week it won't work for me because I'm going to be in Vegas.
Oh, shit, okay.
We're going for Chubby's 40th birthday.
Holy shit.
So, yeah, there's a group of us going. I'm pretty pumped about it. So it should be a good time.
It's kind of fucked up. I'm on vacation at that time, and I didn't get an invite. And I know Chubb.
Yeah. Let's go. We still go. I'm sure you can get flights and shit.
We'll talk offline, dude. I might if I'm on vacation, if I don't got anything going on, and because I thought my daughter would be able to come for spring break, but it's not. That's not going to work because of her crew rowing stuff. Yeah, maybe I can get out to Vegas for even a day or two, but we'll talk offline, brother.
Hell yeah.
All right. So what have you been watching, dude? Anything? I know we're still quarantined, kind of semi. You're waiting for the vaccine. Until then, you got to be binging something. What have you been watching?
So just a couple different shows that came out. I know there's been like some comedy that came out, so I watched Nate Bargatze's new one The Greatest Average American. It was good. I don't think it was as good as some of his older stuff. Could just tell he just didn't have time to work it out. You know, I mean,
gotcha.
He did in front of like outside and I mean, don't get me wrong, I still laugh my ass off and it's really good, but
right.
You know how this. Brian Regan had a stand up where he absolutely crushed it, dude. I was in tears.
Okay.
He has a bit about like OCD and and like social anxiety that is just absolutely great. And if anybody doesn't know who Brian Regan is, he's 100% like clean comic. Like he doesn't cuss.
Oh, yeah.
You'll watch it with your kids and shit. He is wonderful. He's so great. And he did it, I think it was like Utah, like the Red Rocks area or something. Was it Mount Zion National Park maybe? Or some theater out in that area, I believe is where it was.
All right, I'm definitely going to put that on my watch list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other than that, I am got access to Paramount Plus, so I'm just finishing up Criminal Minds. I told you that I had watched like the first 12 seasons are on Netflix and then there's like 15 seasons. And so I just wanted to finish it. And it's a long ass procedural show, but I enjoy those. You just turn your brain off. Like, you know, like each episode, like they're going to do this in this order and then just break it down. I just like enjoy those types of shows. And so I'm like trying to truck through that and just finally finish that fucking series off. So, what else? I've actually watched quite a bit of documentaries too. I do have that Blockbuster one to watch that's on Netflix. Which is funny that Netflix
The Last Blockbuster.
That's
on my list, man.
Yeah, it's in my queue. I haven't just had time to watch it. And then I know tonight, probably even though it's going to be a commitment, it's like, you know, 4 hours and 2 minutes, but JPEG and I are going to watch that new Justice League, the Zack Snyder cut Justice League tonight.
Okay.
Is the plan. But yeah, that's me. What about you?
I saw that Justice League shit. Sounds like nerd shit. But I did see that on Hulu, and I considered watching it. But I'm more of a Marvels guy. You know that.
Yeah, I do.
You know me. We roll with a lot of documentaries, dude. So, excuse me. Hopefully that didn't sound too loud.
It definitely did.
We'll edit that out, ladies and gentlemen.
We will not.
So, on Netflix, a while back, we watched that Cecil Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mystery about a woman who died at a hotel in Los Angeles, a famous hotel called the Cecil Hotel. That story got popular on social media. I remember seeing a video on something years ago, and it was just really, really suspicious. She was acting erratic. The hotel has a deep history. Some people say it's haunted, but it's been through a lot of shit. So it's like a four-part documentary on that case of the missing lady. I do not remember her name, but that one's pretty good. And then there's another like a four-parter on Netflix about the serial killer Richard Ramirez.
I know that a lot of people watch it. I have not.
That one was a lot better than the Cecil Hotel, but that one was really good. It's about how the police they interviews with the police and from different agencies. And the lead homicide guy is on LA trying to track this guy down. And that one's really good. The police were fucking idiots. I'm surprised they even caught him, but they got some lucky breaks, and I don't want to spoil anything, but they really didn't even do shit.
Right.
It makes me wonder how they caught anybody back in the day, because they really didn't have any technology to catch anybody. They would have had to like see him kill somebody. And that's it. All they had was a shoe print. This dude is going around the city. He's a devil worshiper. He was sneaking in people's houses. He'd rape people, kill people, steal stuff, write bloody shit on the wall, just scaring people. And then he'd vanish into the night. They called him the Night Stalker. And this was in the late 80s, I believe. And the police, what they had to go on was a shoe print and a sketch from like some kid or some shit that looked like a cartoon character. So they're going around LA looking for a shoe prints and somebody that matches the description of a fucking cartoon character.
Yeah.
And then that's what they went. And then, but really good, real creepy, real scary that people like that exist. Like, he was pure evil. He enjoyed like torturing people and scaring people and rape and murder. And he didn't give a shit about anything. And they get into his childhood too. When I say he was pure evil, he had a horrible childhood, you know, and I think that has to do with a lot of it, but not that there's an excuse. There's,
right, no, right. Yeah, I think that has to deal with all of it, actually, but...
Yeah, but there's no excuse, but yeah, that's definitely a good watch. I can't remember since the last time we talked, Cobra Kai Season 3 came out. You know I'm a big Cobra Kai dude.
Mm-hmm.
Solid Cobra Kai all day. The one thing that I fucking hated, and I don't know if you've seen it, was Coming to America Part 2.
Oh, I did not watch it.
Bruh.
Usually if something's good, you hear about it being good. I knew it was out, and I haven't heard one lick about it. So I just assumed it was bad, just because I literally haven't even seen, like, one tweet about it at all.
Yeah. Yeah, so I knew it wasn't going to – there's no way – Coming to America, the first one, is a classic, man. I think it's a beautiful movie. It's fantastic. You can watch it now for the first time. Like, this is fucking – it's great, man. Part 2 came out, had a bunch of stars in it. They brought a bunch of people back. I didn't hear much about it either, and I knew it wasn't. You can't do that.
Right.
It doesn't matter what it is. Like, they've tried it with Anchorman. They've tried it with Dumb and Dumber. They've tried it with you can't redo it, you know. But I figured
people are in cahoots to make an Ace Ventura Detective 3.
Yeah, I'm in. I'll watch it, man. Yeah, I'd watch that. So Coming to America, me and Camus are like, yeah, let's fucking check it out. We got time tonight. We couldn't finish it. That's how bad.
We
got about halfway through it, and she's like, "We don't have to finish this." And I said, "Oh my god!" Like, I was, I was just about to say, like, I don't think I could finish it. It's so, like, cringy and just awful and kind of racist, man.
That's a shame.
Yeah, like, they don't make black people out there. I don't know. It seemed like. Like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Who wrote this? Fucking Trump write this or what? This is racist against black people.
Yeah.
So, when she said that, I was like, oh my god, thank god. Like, I thought it was just me. This is fucking terrible. Let's not finish. We didn't finish it, man. It was just
damn
corny and fucking terrible. So it don't. And that's just me and Camus. We are. Not critics. If you want to check it out, check it out. Or if you liked it, let me know. Be like, you're a fucking idiot. I thought it was great. Let me know. But
yeah. Really picked up the second half.
Yeah, the second half was, they fucking killed it. You should have waited.
Makes up for that whole entire first
half. And then me and Camus watched The Queen's Gambit on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I know it. Okay. I haven't watched it.
Okay. I was hesitant. I kept hearing about it. Was hesitant because it was a movie about, like, I think the 60s, about a woman who plays chess. And I'm like, okay, that doesn't sound like anything I'd like, but kept hearing about it, like, let's do it. After, I think it's 6 or 8 episodes. After the first episode, we're like, this is tremendous.
Oh, that's great.
We finished it in a few days. It was a beautiful movie, great everything about it. All two thumbs up. And then I'm excited about Dexter. Another season of Dexter is supposed to be coming out here soon.
Yeah, at some point. I don't even know when that's supposed to drop, but that'll be that come out. Is it Starz or Showtime?
One of those. Yeah. That's one of those premium channels. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember what it's on, but yeah, that'll be exciting to see how they play that. So
hopefully it's good. We'll see. Yeah.
For sure, man. Well, do you got anything else before we wrap this up and do our shouts out and fuck yous?
I don't think so, dude. There's a couple things we could talk about, but they wouldn't be quick, man. So we'll just save them for next time we're either in person or if we do another QC.
Yeah, absolutely, so. Man. Sounds great. Let me give you my shouts out. I have shouts out to the Chiefs, shouts out to Miller High Life at Boone's Farm. Then I got 3 fuck yous. I have fuck yous to mosquitoes. I wrote that at some point. Then fuck you to dry months.
Okay.
I mean, if you had to take them. Of course, be responsible. But if not, fuck them. And then final fuck yous is to the Rona, of course, as always.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Pretty similar, dude, on my end. So my shouts out are Marsh Madness. Shouts out to Dexter. My fuck yous are also COVID and dry months. And that's all I have too.
You know, we like to party.
Life is good, dude. Like, the less fuck yous we have, like, the better life is. For us to have just 2 and 3 fuck yous. I remember, dude, we've done Q QCs before. Well, I got like 12 fuck yous I got to throw out there.
Yeah. Half the episode is fuck yous.
Yeah, that's 30 minutes of us talking about food and sports and Netflix, and then 30 minutes of us fucking people off. Right?
Hell yeah.
So there's not a lot to complain about. Life is good.
Yep. It's fucking great, man. I'm glad we could talk. We'll talk. We got some shit to talk offline. So let's jump off here and we'll get together. So
yeah.
You guys remember, life's simple. Don't be a dick. Next, nice foot.
Motherfucker, yeah.